Hamish and Andy, driving you home, pants off Friday.
Yep.
And we don't like to get serious on a pants off Friday, Ham.
No,
nothing
we don't.
Nothing should be done when your pants are off of any kind of serious nature.
Apart from surgery. But yep. You're not doing the surgery,
no.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
And look, with all the news of sort of people retiring of late, Rove very gracefully bowed out last Sunday night. Of course, the huge news today is Oprah
yep.
deciding that she's going to call it quits. It's one of those moments where you sit back and you and I go, wow, you know, what a ride it's been for us, what a heady journey.
Yep.
Perhaps we think about our future. Perhaps we look at when the right time to bow out with some dignity for us will be.
Yeah, and so...
we thought, you know...
Hamish and I met up, and sorry to cut you off, mate, but Hamish and I met up last night.
Yep.
And we had a few Maduris.
On ice.
And
yeah. No, sorry. And we, you know, nervous laughter because it's a big announcement. We looked into each other's eyes in a very professional way and just said, you know, is this it, old friend?
Is this
the end of the road?
And I do love you, Ben.
And I love you, Ando. And I don't want what we're about to say to take anything away from the decision, the journey we've had together.
And we wanted the listeners
to know.
To be the first people to know.
And
this will probably come as a shock to management here.
Possibly. And I just looked at Andy and said, is this, do we just hang up our hats? Yeah. Have we had a great run?
Yeah.
And Andy looked at me and said, no. And I said, no, I don't think so either.
Yeah. So it's with great
pleasure,
but also we want to tell everyone that we've given this a lot of thought, and that we haven't made the decision flippantly at all.
No.
But we will be going again next year.
That's right, Hamish and Andy. We will go again.
We gave it
a lot of thought.
Just as normal, the show will be the same.
Very much the same. Old tricks.
We will just be reeling out the same stuff.
But I'm glad we had that
year.
Chat.
Yeah,
because so now. It's
people,
our own bombshell.
Yeah,
maybe people were hoping we'd quit.
Yeah,
and for those people, unfortunately, this news will come as a blow.
We are staying on.
We will go again.
People are already calling in.
Public reaction. Probably jubilation.
Yeah, to the news that we are staying on. Sarah's called in, Ham. She's obviously just heard the news. Sarah, this would come as a bit of a shock.
Oh yeah. I mean, I didn't even think you should have gone again this year.
Mm.
So continuing next year is a real stretch.
It is a bit of
a
stretch.
I think that's what a lot of people are thinking, but, you know, that's the choice we've made.
Yeah.
Guys, it really isn't too late to change minds, is it?
No, I think we've made that decision, and sure, it probably isn't the right thing to be doing, but we will be going again next year.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, it's not what I wanted to hear. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Aaron has called in. Haim, Aaron, you've just heard the news.
Yeah, I have, mate.
How's it made you feel?
Look, I don't think I can imagine another year with you guys doing the show still, actually.
Oh. Well, it would be a lot like this year.
Yep.
So...
Well, just so you guys know, I've started a Facebook petition,
yep.
which has already got about 12,000 members urging you to change your mind.
Wow. That's so quickly.
Yeah.
But, mate, I mean, whilst that is quite a show of people, our minds are made up. You know,
it's a good show of non-support, but we feel that we would be better off going again next year. And sometimes you have to make the hard decisions. So
I hope we can still be friends, Aaron.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Thank you for the call. We've got Tony Martin has called in.
Oh, let's see how the industry's reacted to the news that we will be going again next year with the radio show.
Yes, Tony Martin, of course, of The Late Show. And thank God you're here, Fame. Tony, you've obviously just heard the news.
Yeah, guys, you really should reconsider. Honestly, I think this is the worst decision you've ever made.
Well, you know, it's we sort of weighed up all the factors and we just decided that this is something we feel is the right thing to do to go again.
Mm. Yeah.
I think you've got to clear out of that time slot, and it has nothing to do with the fact that Ed Cavill and I have been talking to management. Nothing to do with that at all. I really think you should reconsider.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your words, but you know, it's our minds are made up. At the end of the day, this is something that we think is right for ourselves and our families. And I'm sorry that you've taken it like that.
But thank you for the call,
well,
Todd.
It's your funeral, a well-attended one, but it is yours.
Thank you, mate. We'll see you later. It's Hamish and Andy driving you home.